Turn with me, if you will, in the book of Luke, the 27th chapter. No, the 12th chapter.
Yeah.
I'll get it straight here. Are you?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you
think? Falling down on your jaw.
If I do get rid of it. Luke 12.
Amen.
Luke 12. Amen. Beginning at the 27th verse. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more would he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful of doubtful mind. For all these things did the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. May the Lord have his blessing for reading his word. Almighty and most merciful God, again, we just ask, Lord, that you would just take us for these few moments. Use us, O God, to your glory. You do the speaking, Lord. Use your messenger, Lord, this morning. Father, that we might gain that which we need here this morning. Lord, we seem so helpless. We seem so small. But we know, O God, that through you and your power of the Holy Spirit, you're able to conquer all. Help us, Lord, as we struggle through this life to lift high the banner of Christ. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The portions of scripture there that I read is one that I use quite often is to consider the lilies as to how they grow. The little flowers that you look at, and I tell you this, I've told you many, many times, that the way they grow and how perfect they are, beautiful they are, the colors and all this, it's just perfect. Because when God makes something, he makes it perfect. There is no question about it. Solomon, richest man, probably was the wisest. But he, in all of his glory, couldn't compare to one of God's creations. God's creations are perfect. But God, as he makes these flowers and the things of the earth, this nature that we enjoy so much, He makes them to shine, to stand out, to be beautiful for a very short time. The most beautiful flowers that you can see out there today, you look at them in just a short time, they're withered and gone. Ready to be back to the soil, back to the earth, to replenish the earth, that more can come later. And now that's just about the story of our lives. We're put here for a few short years. Brother, let me tell you, it seems as if it was just days ago when I was just a little guy playing under the house, doing these little things the kids do, running up and down the street, giving everybody a rough time, you know. Yes, I was that way too, Peggy. Yeah. Little red-haired guy just roaming the community, having a big time, and everybody knew me. But that just seems like yesterday, when I could hear my mom walk out on the back porch and holler at supper time. Oh, how I'd love to hear that again. The things that people done back then had, we had no fear. There was no corruption while there might have been, but I didn't know anything about it. But people were so friendly. No locks on doors, houses. You could walk in anybody's house you wanted to. And feel perfectly free. Nobody bothered anybody else's thing. Well, times have changed. Times have changed. You better lock your door when you leave your house. And if you're in your house, you better lock your door because someone's liable to come in. Nevertheless, we're here for a short time. We blossom. I look about the congregation. I can see God's work in each of you. Beautiful. You're beautiful people. Yes, you are. Don't look in the mirror and condemn yourself because God made you just the way you are. You put us all together, and I think probably we're arrayed like beauty. You see, God makes us each and every one. If He made us all alike, boy, wouldn't we be a mess, but say, so who's that? I don't know. Who is that? I don't know. Is he your brother? Could be. I don't know. I don't know who he is.
He's not me, that's all I
know. Boy, I'm glad we all don't look like Tom. And Tom's glad they all don't look like me. Yeah, that's the way it goes. But God knows our needs. He knows exactly where we are. He knows. He says, take no thought for the things that we eat, the things that we drink. Be not doubtful. I don't suppose that if we depended upon God for everything that we have, which we do, He'll take care of us. He said, why do we doubt? You know, I'm crazy, yes. But back up in the mountains, you know, way back up there, fishing along a stream someplace miles away from everywhere. And you see a bird out there, a robin or something. Maybe, I'll use the robin. She has a nest up in the tree there. And she has her little ones in that nest. And she's feeding them with things that are right there close. How could a robin live that far out in the woods, away from us? How can they survive out there? You see, we have everything associated around us. Everything. But God made everything for us. He takes care of us. We have gotten away from the way God would have us eat, drink, live, what have you. We have to improve upon the things that God has made. We cannot improve upon it. You look at the things that we have tried to manipulate, to make better, and we find that in the end, the thing gets killed us. See, God takes care of His own. He does. And He said, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. God knows exactly what we need. He knows us from the inside out. He knows exactly what we need. He knows where we should be. He knows all about us. If we would just give ourselves to Him and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And then do it. Yes, many, many times we'll fall upon our knees and say, Lord, what would you want me to do? And He'll speak to you just as clearly as I can speak to you, tell you exactly what to do and didn't. I don't think so. Yeah. This morning, as I come into the church, I was teasing Barbara about being the Sunday school superintendent, that when the teacher ain't here, she must take over and do it. No way. Boy, she put her, no, we're not going to, that ain't coming. I'll bet you this, I'm not a betting man, but if she had stood up before the class and took over, God would have used her in a mighty way. Yes, he would have. Because if we'll stand up and say, Lord, I can't do it, but you can if you want me to, you work through me. That's your pastor this morning. Yes, I can't do anything. I cannot help you in any way, very little. But God, through me to you, we can accomplish all things. God knows our needs. He knows them better than we do. Yes. He says there in the 31st verse, but seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. If we put God first, then everything else is just going to fall in line like it's supposed to. But when we get out of sorts and say, well, I can't get A bar. Well, I can't get it. Now, I can't do that. Not picking on you, Bart. Because you doubt yourself. Never doubt what God can do through you. All things are possible. If we put God first, then he will add all these things to it. In another portion of scripture there, he tells in the last days of how we will be tried, we'll be put on trial. This he said, take no thought for what ye shall say, for God will put the words in your mouth. Yes. He will do the speaking. Yes. If we trust in him. The last verse is the one I really like, 32. He says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Fear not, little flock. Well, if we're not a little flock, we're a little flock and we're getting littler. But it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Wow. So you see, it isn't great numbers. It isn't big churches. It isn't large congregation. It isn't a lot of noise. It isn't a lot of worldly stuff going on. It's not that. God wants you. The little flock. Yes. He wants the little flock. Well, let me tell you. In all these mega churches, in all these great big cathedrals that's full of thousands and thousands of people, there's a little flock. Yes, there is a little flock within that congregation. Not all of them that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not all of them are in that little flock. But there's a little flock in all of these churches that are holding it all together. My friend, we are so fortunate here, our little church, to be among a little flock. Because God's going to give us the kingdom. He's going to supply every need that you have. Yes, young lady, God's going to take care of you if you just put your trust in him. Yes, he will take care, because he knows our needs better than we do. Oh, we got our wants. Well, you'd have to build a bigger house. You'd have to increase your... Well, you'd have to go to several different banks for one of the oldest. If we had our wants, we couldn't be satisfied. But God knows our needs. He may put us in poverty. He may put us down that we don't have two nickels to rub together. But if that's what it takes, praise the Lord for it. He knows exactly what we need. He said, seek. Seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. But fear not, little flock. Yes, we doubt. We get, what's going to happen to our church? We're headed, we're just falling away. What's going to happen to her? Fear not, little flock. Because it's God's pleasure to give us the kingdom. Wow. And the kingdom of God is worth more than anything you'll ever see in this world. Worth more to us here now, and thanks be to God throughout eternity. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We praise you, Lord, for seeing our needs, O Lord, and for taking care of us. And God, as we're such a little flock here, we pray, Lord, that we'd be able, O Lord, just to accept all those great gifts that you have for us. Knowing, Lord, that you have is so much greater, Lord, than we can contain. And Lord, as you pour those blessings upon us, Lord, that it overflow. Let it flow, O God, upon those that do not know you. Lord, those that are seeking, those that are crying out for help, Lord, help us. That the abundance that you have given us, that we pass it on, that others might know you. Help us, Lord, in all that we do, just to be a better servant and to be what you would have us to be. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for each and every individual that's in this congregation today. And for the little ones downstairs, Lord, we pray, O God, that you use them in a mighty way. Help us, Lord, in our endeavor, all the things that we do within this church, just to be what you'd have us to be. Take us, Lord, use us to your glory. In the name of Jesus, we ask you.